Radio in Nelson, British Columbia. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for that interview. I want to remind everyone that this program is part of the Alt Election 2025 National Election Project. It's coordinated by the NCRA. It took a lot of people to make this happen. We have a ton of stations that are participating in this stream and bringing us coverage from across the country. They're airing this stream live to their local stations. That is CJLX Belleville in Ontario, CJPE Prince Edward County in Ontario, CHEB Winnipeg in Manitoba, CFWN Coburg, CFIS Prince George in British Columbia, CICK Smithers, BC. We got CHLY Nanaimo, BC, CJLY in Nelson, BC, CKMS Waterloo, Ontario, CKVB Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, CKUT Montreal, Quebec, CHMA Sackville, New Brunswick, Love Bay, Toronto, CFRC Kingston, Ontario, CKXU Lethbridge, Alberta. There's CFUR Prince George, British Columbia, Radio Sydney, which will be bringing us a live stream shortly. They'll be taking over the next 3 hours. That's in Sydney, BC, CJAM Windsor, Ontario, CJSF Vancouver, British Columbia, CFBU St. Catharines, Ontario. And we are Met Radio broadcasting live from downtown Toronto. Just a thank you again to our sponsors. This initiative is supported by the Covering Canada Election 2025 Fund in partnership with the Public Policy Forum, Rideau Hall Foundation, and the Michener Awards Foundation. A thank you again to our executive producers. That's Barry Rook and Catherine Fisher. Producer on the West Coast, Bailey Adams. West Coast Canada hosts Bill Collins and Peter Wainwright. Didn't mean to make that rhyme. Technical coordinator Anthony Sana and social media coordinator Ken Zakreski. We got lots to talk about. So the Liberals have been confirmed winning by the Toronto Star. But we've covered the Liberals, and I want to talk about some of the other parties and what we have left. So Alan Gates is back with us again. Alan, what are things looking like for the NDP and the Greens now that the Liberals have really taken hold of a lot of seats?
Yeah, so the Liberals have been declared by most outlets as forming the next government, whether that's a majority or a minority is still to come. And I am seeing a path to a majority, but there's a lot of things that kind of have to go right there for that to happen. In terms of other parties, there is no data. I should mention, by the way, I've been following CBC's election tracker, and it's intermittently been down. I think there's a lot of Canadians who are very interested in how things are going. Elections Canada has also had a tough night. Kitchener Centre, where Mike Maurice of the Green Party is the incumbent, actually does not have any data in as of yet. So we're still waiting upon results from there. The NDP are leading at the moment in five seats. I'm trying to find them. It looks like we're looking at some seats out in British Columbia. Now, again, the caveat to this is these are like 2 out of 300 polls that are reporting. So still very early. I am trying to find a place where they've got seats that they are leading or elected in across Ontario, and I do not see anything yet. The Montreal seat, though, Rosemont La Petite Patrie, the NDP candidate Alexandre Bouliers does have a pretty solid lead in the Rosemont riding of Montreal, so that is looking like a hold for the NDP so far. But otherwise, unfortunately, not a lot of results coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Alana. It seems that since the Liberals have been really projected to win, people are sort of probably flocking to these websites. I got some local stations here on the line to give us a little bit of a blurb. Bob Yonkman is here. We also have CKMS. What's going on, guys? Can you jump in? Okay, we're still waiting to hear. Oh, I have CBC up. it's projecting. Yep, it's projecting a liberal government. That's no surprise there. And we're starting to see some of those projections come in from Northwest Territories, as well as a lot of seats being called in Alberta. They're looking very strong in conservative numbers. Bob Youngman, Waterloo, what's going on? How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you, Nia. I think we have some local results trickling in now. Not quite sure how many polls have been counted, how many votes are actually in there. But I'm going to turn you over to Duane Jennings, who is our analyst here in the studio.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, numbers are, this is very preliminary. The numbers are very small yet, but it looks like most of the Kitchener-Waterloo area has remained liberal with a couple of exceptions. One is Kitchener-South Hespler, which seems to be at this point skewing conservative. And Kitchener Center has gone from green to liberal. But again, these numbers are so low that just within minutes, it could flip the other way and has as we've been looking at things through the evening.
So we'll have more results from the field. Dan Keller, our journalist, will be embedded with the Green Party victory or possibly not so victorious party coming up in probably the next half hour or so. So we hope to report back to you again then. Bob Johnson and Duane Jennings reporting to the NCRA for Alt Election 2025.
That's great. Thanks, Bob and Duane. It'll be interesting to see that how that turns out. Will they grab the seat? We're really struggling here for NDP and Green votes. They're really trying to hold on to what they can get, and it'll be interesting to see how things end up turning out. Alan, you got any data there on your side? Are things showing up? Anything new that you want to?
A couple of interesting things with the party leaders. Yves-François Blanchet has been declared elected in his seat, which is not a surprise. Mark Carney has a sizable lead, has not been declared elected yet in Nepean. We do not have results yet for Jagmeet Singh or Elizabeth May. We likely won't have results for a while for Pierre Poilievre because in the Carleton riding, there was a protest by, a group that's trying to promote moving to proportional representation on our ballots. And a bunch of them flooded the riding with candidacies. And so they are having to sort through about 100 some odd candidates on the ballots in that riding. And as a result, I'm sure we should get results this evening, but it's going to take a little bit of a while there to find out if Mr. Poilievre's seat is actually in any kind of jeopardy.
Wow, that's an interesting development. I mean, we heard earlier from Sharon Somerville, who is representative for Fair Votes Canada and a longtime electoral reform advocate, and they did say, although electoral reform has not been in the forefront of this election and is not part of Mark Carney's campaign as it was for the Libs in 2021 at the forefront of Trudeau's campaign and one of his, like he said in his resignation speech, his biggest regrets. It seems that proportional representation, and from what I'm hearing from that, Alan, is that it is really still on the minds of Canadians.
It's certainly on the minds of some, including me. I was very glad that this is something that we covered during this broadcast. And one of the places where we're seeing kind of the negative results of that in this election, and this is my opinion, but right now the NDP, they have 5% of the popular vote. You know, they're typically around 20%. And that's likely a result of people forcing their votes to other parties to vote for what they think is they don't want the least palatable option to win, is the way that I'd put it. And so instead of voting for their favorite, they're just trying to block their least favorite from going in. If we had a proportional representation system, these parties like the Green Party and the New Democrats would likely fare better because you would effectively not be throwing your vote away when you're voting for them. So it is certainly at least, and again, we'll probably see a tick up in this number as the BC results come in. But right now, New Democrats, even by the, the pessimistic projection for their vote are falling short of that. But again, we're going to see more votes in more urban ridings and out in BC to come. So I do expect that to tick up somewhat.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Alan. We're going to go again back to the party that's happening for Evan Solomon, the Lib candidate for Toronto Centre. Amber Ranson is there again, and they're speaking right now with a young Liberal. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Mia. How's it going back at the station?
It's eventful, that's for sure. Things are really starting to roll in. Websites are crashing. What's happening over there for you? What's going on?
Well, we're here at the Toronto Centre riding for Evan Solomon. It was just announced that Leslie Church won in the Toronto St. Paul's riding. So there's some whooping. There's lots of smiles. I'm here talking with Henry McGowan. Henry, how's your night going so far? What's the energy in the room?
The energy is amazing. You know, we've been saying we're one third of the way there. We've got the Liberal government. We're now waiting for Evan Solomon to come in for Toronto Centre, and then hopefully a Liberal majority. But people here are incredibly excited. It's a weird moment because, you know, there's different political parties in Canada, but it feels like an incredibly patriotic moment and in very settings.
Right. It's interesting you say patriotic, because that seems to be something that's been huge in this election. You know, patriotism is definitely something that's coming to the forefront. You know, Canadians are known to be the quiet patriot. But have you found that that has changed in this election?
Yeah, it totally has. When you get faced with an existential threat from the United States, you know, your back is against the wall, and the question is, do you roll over, or do you, in our case, go elbows up? And every party tried to tap into their own version of being defiant in the face of annexation and national crisis. And the fact of the matter is, what we're seeing tonight is that the Liberal Party tapped into that the best, and have managed to, you know, get a national movement behind the way that 4 months ago would have only, you know, would have seemed impossible.
Right. And so what were some main things that, like, you've mentioned the annexation, you've mentioned kind of the trade war. What were some main things that came through your mind when you were going to the polls?
Yeah, no, I think the thing is that you have an absolute bully running the government in the United States, Donald Trump, and, you know, it's served him well in some ways. And I think that myself and a lot of Canadians were really thinking about, who do you want to stand up to someone like that? And ultimately, Carney is just, you know, he's so financially sound. He's, you know, managed two countries through national economic crises. And he's got this unwavering confidence and calmness in the face of crisis that makes you just so absolutely certain that he's the man for the job.
Right. And, you know, going into this election, what were some other concerns that you were thinking about, maybe on a local level as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, looking at the local level, every riding's got, you know, shared issues, and every riding has their own unique issues. But for me, the biggest thing is, am I going to have an MP who I'm going to be proud to have in office? And looking at across the board, Evan Solomon's got 20 years of being a journalist, but more importantly, he's like such a deeply proud Canadian. I think that patriotism that we talked about earlier, he has it in the most unironically beautiful way, and the fact that he's so proud of it made me, and also in conjunction with him being lots of Liberal cheers. The fact that he's been so sound is amazing. Like, it's just patriot and patriotically Canadian and also really really smart. It's the perfect combination.
Right. We're just trying to figure out what's going on here. I'm not sure what all the whooping is about. Do you know?
Yeah, they're about to. We're in the S's. So this riding's Toronto Centre. So we're getting really close to the first round of results coming in for this riding.
Right, so we'll have those pretty soon. But what were some other things that went into your decision-making with this, you know, besides the tariffs, the annexation?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, what I feel really proud about is that Canada has long been a country of inclusion and welcoming, and I really felt really afraid that a conservative government was going to diminish that and you know, sort of send us back in time, and it was something that I couldn't even fathom having to live with. And so for me, I just, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of advantages. Lots of other people haven't. I don't see why people shouldn't be free to express who they want to be and live the life they want. And I should have no say in that. They should be able to do as they please. And the fact the Liberal government supports that while also marrying economic, you know, mindfulness and responsibility, it's just it's a match made in heaven for me.
Right, and how did you feel about the new, you know, you've spoken about some, you've been very happy with Carney as the leader, or the new leader. How did you feel about the transition between him and Justin Trudeau?
You know, I felt that, I think a lot of people feel like Trudeau perhaps overstayed when he should have stepped aside. But the fact of the matter is, he, I think he really eloquently handed off the reins to Carney. It wasn't a power struggle. It was by the time it's come for someone else to take the wheel. And the fact that he did it with a smile and a handshake was really admirable. And I think that we need more of that in politics. And it was nice to see.
Absolutely. Well, Henry, thank you so much for chatting with me today. We're just waiting on some results. Mia, I might come back to you just in a couple of minutes on the Toronto Centre results. But yeah, this has been me. I'm Amber Ranson, and I'm at the Evans Showman riding in downtown Toronto Centre.
Thank you, Amber. Exciting to hear. Exciting to hear developments as they really start to roll in and as Liberals are projected to win and as news stations across the country are beginning to call it. I'd love to throw over to Bob and Dwayne if we could hear a little bit about what's happening in Waterloo. Do you have any more updates for me? What's going on? Oh, Amber said she can come back. The Toronto Centre candidates, Evan Solomon, just won his seat. What's going on, Amber? Tell me.
Hi, Mia. I'm just back now. You just missed the whooping. Evan Solomon has just won in the centre. Melanie Jolie has also won. So yeah, we're seeing a lot of Liberal wins. There's some residual whooping going on, but yeah.
That's great. That's great. Thanks for the rundown. Toronto Centre is the riding that our station Met Radio 1280 AM is situated in. And we were able to speak to a number of the candidates earlier on some of their promises for what they were hoping to achieve. So we got three new Liberal seats now in Ontario. Bob, Dwayne, anything from Waterloo? What can you tell me?
We've been flip-flopping back and forth in the Kitchener Centre riding, which makes for very exciting radio, I think. Dwayne, what can you tell us?
Yes, it's been going red and green, and I'm sure by the time we're done talking to you here, it'll flip again, but it's now going back to the green candidate, Mike Morris, but numbers are very low in Kitchener Centre, but other areas, Waterloo, it looks pretty certain that the incumbent Liberal is going to retain her seat, but the others are still in play. This would be in Cambridge, basically surrounding the Kitchener Centre has been primarily going red, but it is going blue south of Kitchener into Cambridge.
Exciting times. Wayne Jennings, our analyst here at CKNSFM. Back to you, Mia.
Thank you so much, Dwayne and Bob. Thanks for those updates. We got Greg here from CJLX in Belleville. Hi, Greg.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. We're out here in the Bay of Quinte riding in Eastern Ontario. And just give you some quick updates as to what's happening with our three ridings out here. The Bay of Quinte is one of those competitive ridings that has flip-flopped between the Liberals and the Conservatives over the past number of elections, currently held by a Conservative incumbent, Ryan Williams. But and in fact, he has just sort of regained a very narrow lead here. The Liberal challenger, Chris Millett, had been leading for most of the evening and has now gone back, but literally a separation of 10 votes at this point. We only have about 30% of the polls reporting at this point, so this is probably going to go back and forth throughout the night. This could be a long one to decide whether or not this riding turns Liberal or stays Conservative. To other local ridings, Hastings, Lennox, Addington, and Tyendinega have been conservative strongholds for a while now, and it looks like the conservative incumbent there, Shelby Cramp Newman.
Greg, we're just taking a quick local bake. Let's just go back to you in just a second, okay? We'll hear from Greg about the two other ridings in Belleville in just a minute. Okay, and we're back with Greg Schatzman, CJLX in Belleville. Greg, what can you tell me about the two other ridings?
Right. Well, Hastings, Lennox, Addington, and Tyendinega, very long riding. People around here just call it HLAT now, has been a conservative riding for a while. And Shelby Cramp Noman, the conservative incumbent, looks like she has a healthy lead right now, about 55% of the vote against her Liberal challenger, Tracy Sweeney Schenck, the NDP well-back candidate, Ava Duffy, there at about 437 votes, the Green Party's Michael Holbrook at 157. The other riding we're following here to our west and north is Northumberland Clark, a newly renamed riding. It used to be Northumberland Peterborough South. Again, conservative held riding and a bit of a closer race there at this point. Incumbent Philip Lawrence of the Conservatives is leading with about 48% of the vote. Liberal challenger John Goheen at 45% of the vote. The NDP's Ava Becker at about 3.8%, and everyone else is below 2% at this point. So whether or not the one riding here, Bay of Quinte, may flip Liberal, again, only 10-point difference right now with the incumbent Ryan Williams of the Conservatives in the lead. But that could change before the night is out.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for those updates. Appreciate it.
You're that welcome.
Greg Schwartzman, CJLX in Belleville, giving us a recap on those three ridings. We're going to be hearing very shortly from Natalie Vilcoff again, who is out at the Spadina Harborfront riding where they're having an election watch with Norm DePasquale. I'm going to bring back on Owen Thompson, our journalist in station right now with me. Owen is an investigative award-winning journalist, and he's here with us now. Owen, what's happening? We're sort of wrapping up East Coast and Central ridings. We're about to move to West as those polls we're seeing are starting to come in. What can you tell me?
Well, I mean, as we're kind of going into the West, the Liberals are currently leading with the potential of 163 seats, which is only 11 away from having a majority government. And with, I believe, about, you know, 9 more seats or 10-ish, you know, this could be, you know, it's up in the air currently of what it could be. If it's a majority government or it's a minority government, we'll, you know, find out in the next couple of hours. You know, as we're seeing here, NDP is quite the hit down from their, you know, 25 seats that they had in the previous term down to a projected currently 10, which is, I mean, catastrophic for, you know, a party that's been around for so long. And I'm sure that there's a lot of, you know, hardcore NDPers out there who have been voting for them for a long time that, you know, I imagine are quite distressed at this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Green Party is only at a potential of 1, again, down still. So, I mean, we're moving to this, a future of, you know, if maybe new parties might arise, some older parties might go. You know, the future is kind of is growing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in an era of change for Canada for sure at this point. And, you know, I'm sure by tomorrow morning when we all wake up and, you know, the reality of this election starts to set in, we'll be able to, you know, figure out our plans for the future.
What happens if they lose official party status? What happens to Jagmeet Singh? Will he stay on as party leader?
Well, I mean, part of the having official party status is you acquire funding from the federal government. You have office space. So, you know, he may or may not stay. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people who probably don't want him around anymore as the leader. He's been around for a long time now. And, you know, much like the Green Party with Elizabeth May, it's probably time. I'm sure there's some people out there who think it's probably time for them to, you know, abdicate their seats and let some fresh blood come into these parties and start maybe dictating the new course for their future if they want to be, you know, seen as official parties again.
Thanks so much, Owen. Thanks for that insight. I think we're all sort of wondering what's going to happen. We have Natalie Vilkoff here again at Spadina Harbour Front with the NDP candidate, Norm DePasquale. Natalie, what's going on? Hi.
Yeah, so Norm DePasquale and Serena Purdy actually who's here today. Hi, Serena. Can you please introduce yourself and your ride?
Hi, I'm Serena Purdy, and I have been running for MP of University Rosedale.
As I know that you're a community organizer as well, but is like politics something that is your day job as well?
No, this is my first run, so it's been a very educational experience.
So what are some like takeaways? Does politics continue to like make you passionate about it? What are your plans going forward after this election?
I think one of the biggest things that I really hope that we all learn from this is the level of sophistication of disinformation that has been achieved in Canadian politics, because I think it's one of those things that we think about as a U.S. politics problem. But we do see a lot of mis and disinformation during Canadian elections. And that's part of what I did some work to communicate through my videos on social media. Part of what I really wanted to do with this was just get people information on how federal policy affects their life, but also how elections communications work. And because I've had the privilege of being able to study those things, it's been a really fascinating journey.
And despite the NDP's like standing in this election, what are your feelings about that in the future for the NDP?
What is that poem? First they came for.
Well,
do you remember it? I think the first two lines are first they came for the socialists, and I said nothing.
Oh yes,
because I was not a socialist, and then they came for the communists, and I said nothing. Because I was not a communist. So I would say, yeah, they're absolutely trying to reduce us to a two-party system, and that should raise alarm bells for all of us.
Thank you. And as a parting thing, on the last part of our segment, is there anything that you have to say to people who are voting and just to the rest of Canada?
I genuinely hope, because I'm not ready to give up, that we can build a progressive future. And by progressive, I mean I want to see less homelessness. I want to see more people being taken care of when they are unable to take care of themselves. I want us to recognize ourselves as Canadians when we say we care.
Thank you so much for your words and your insight.
Thank you.
But yeah. Okay, Mia, back to you.
Thank you so much, Natalie, for that. I think it's really a lot from Liberal Party. It's really great to hear from the NDPs and sort of what their morale is, given that we're on the end of this, and we're going to see how the West Coast ridings will pay off, but we are still yet to see if they're going to maintain their official party status. That is it on the East Coast and Central ridings. In just a moment, Radio Sydney in Sydney, BC, they're going to be taking over the live feed for the next 3 hours to bring you lots of great coverage on what is happening out in the West Coast. The West Canada hosts are Bill Collins and Peter Wainwright, and the producer on the West side is Bailey Adams. They'll be taking over this feed and just bringing us to the end of this election, although Liberals have already been called and projected to win. There is still a lot of ridings that are up in the air, and whether or not they will make it to a majority or minority government, that is still yet to be determined. We're also still waiting on results for Polyev's riding of Carleton, Mark Carney and PN, and we have yet to heard from NDP Jagmeet Singh and as well as Elizabeth May. So we're really waiting out to see how those ridings are going to turn out. I'm Mia Johnson, and you're listening to the Alt Election 2025 National Election Project that's coordinated by the NCRA. We'll be back very soon with our West Coast hosts. A thanks again to Kinza Zafar, my producer on the East Coast side. It's been a ride, and it's been great covering all this. Thanks so much. Over and out to the West Coast, folks.